Joining us now is Sarah Granger, BBC's Venezuela correspondent from Caracas, Venezuela. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning.
So barely a week ago, the Hugo Chavez story was a huge global and national mystery. Today, it looks a little bit more like a victory lap for the president who's back in the country. Describe the mood this morning.
Well, it's Independence Day here, so obviously everybody ready to celebrate. And certainly Chavez's staunch fans doubly so, because he came back on Monday, quite a surprise to everybody, even those who follow him closely and are his supporters. And like you say, the tone was very triumphant, appearing before his people for the first time in many weeks. He seemed back to his old self, much more like the President Chavez, who enjoys the interaction with his public, who enjoys publicity, rather than the Hugo Chavez we saw last week announcing that he'd been treated for cancer and greeted by thousands of fans here in Caracas.
Well, let's get a feel for that, both the enjoyment that the president obviously gets from interacting with his constituents and the joy that they were expressing as he spoke. Here's Hugo Chavez speaking to thousands of jubilant supporters from the balcony of the presidential palace.
Fidel Castro himself came to visit me and give me the news of the malignant tumor. At that moment, some very difficult hours began. The second operation was very deep. It lasted more than 6 hours. I surrendered myself to God, I surrendered myself to science, and to this grand will, to this massive love, and to this great passion, which, thanks to all of you, reached my heart.
That's courtesy of our partner, the BBC, Hugo Chavez, speaking to his constituents. Sarah Granger, I don't even know where to begin. You got a communist there surrendering himself to the God and science. I mean, it sounds like Hugo Chavez himself is the opiate of the people this morning.
Absolutely. I mean, his absence and his illness has really pointed out how central he is to the Socialist Party here and to government here. He's really everything. And he's also a fantastic communicator. He's extremely charismatic. You could see that yesterday. It was almost as if when people were waiting for him to come out and talk, it was like they were waiting for a rock star. And so it's really shown how he is the party. He is the movement. And without him, they don't really have anything or anyone to take them forward.
Does this end the discussions of a power vacuum of succession inside Venezuela? And is there any sort of, you know, low-key kind of surmise as to what the real condition of his health is, that maybe there is, a days-numbered kind of story that's going to emerge in the next few months?
Well, I mean, that's right. We don't really have the full story about his cancer. We don't know which organ it's affected. We don't know what his treatment's going to be and how long it's going to last, if that's going to be for weeks or months to come. So questions over that, which presumably will be somewhat answered in time. I think the party and Chavez have saved the situation somewhat with him returning before Independence Day. But he obviously isn't back up to speed. He isn't 100%, and he isn't going to be able to fulfill all the public duties and go to all the meetings and do everything that he was doing a few weeks ago. He's going to have to slow down. And how that affects government and how that affects Venezuela as we go forward, obviously lots of people very eager to see what effect that will have.
Among his obligations, though, as you speak of them there, was certainly this anniversary. And I want to hear, play a little bit from the speech yesterday where he refers specifically to this anniversary. And then if you could describe for our listeners the huge significance of this 200th anniversary of Venezuela's independence from Spain. First, Hugo Chavez.
Viva la revolución bolivariana!
Long live Venezuela. Long live the Bolivarian revolution. Long live the Venezuelan people. Long live the Union of Latin America. Long live Fidel. Long live Cuba. Long live life. And long live Chavez.
Again, dubbed into English by our partner, the BBC. Sarah Granger, the significance of this bicentennial moment?
Well, it's huge, certainly for this government. They've made they've drawn huge parallels between the fight for independence 200 years ago and their own socialist revolution. They've been preparing for this day for many, many months. They've done things like they've renamed a chain of supermarkets, the bicentennial supermarkets.
Really?
They are going to have a huge military parade today. We've had jets and helicopters in the skies of Caracas over the last 2 weeks preparing for this military parade. They've repainted any wall of concrete you can find in the city has been repainted with slogans celebrating the 200th anniversary. So really huge. I think somewhat dampened by the fact that Chavez has been away and he won't be able to fully attend events today. He said he'll follow them from inside the presidential palace. But still, you know, you can see why he wanted to come back.
Indeed.
To be here for this seminal moment.
Had to be there. Sarah Granger, BBC's Venezuela correspondent on the 200th anniversary of Venezuela's independence from Spain and Hugo Chavez's resurgence.
Gritaba el Señor. Y el pobre en su choza libertad pidió.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.